Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. Praise God. We are continuing on in a message I've been sharing the last number of days on God's glorious church. And the emphasis I feel the Lord is really stressing is the recognition that God calls people. He called ignorant fishermen. Yes, He called Paul also. He called him when he was named Saul, who was greatly learned. He sat at the feet of Gamaliel, who's one of, you know, the brilliant teachers of his day. But God chooses, in most cases, the weak things of this world to confound the strong, and the things that are abased and despised, the foolish things to confound the wise. God chooses by His sovereign selection those who He has called as special vessels to be able to minister the gospel. And regardless of whatever calling in life you may have, it may not be a public ministry. Nonetheless, the scriptures talk about you, brother and sister, as being an able minister of the gospel of reconciliation. But what I've been sharing, which I feel is a heartache to God's Spirit, is how we, in sometimes great sincerity, have really distorted the truth and the simplicity and the spirit of the gospel. In no wise am I suggesting that we should not be abhor sin and be very firm in terms of our doctrine, in terms of what the Bible teaches, but we have added so many things. Just like the Pharisees and Sadducees of Jesus' day, they added all kinds of regulations that were not, He says, you teach four of the commandments of God, the commandments of men. And so, because that is the very nature of fallen carnal man, we have to bring our flesh into submission to the Spirit. And so we've been looking on yesterday's broadcast how God called Saul, whose name was changed to Paul, and he had a hard time being accepted by the recognized church leaders. Barnabas had taken him to the apostles. He told them how he'd seen the Lord, how he'd spoken to Him, and how he preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. Then they brought him down to Caesarea. They sent him forth to Tarsus. But notice, Barnabas didn't bring him down to the apostles for their approval. He simply told them what he was already doing, how he was preaching Christ and Him crucified. They didn't convene a council of the elders and apostles to examine Paul's credentials to see if he was worthy or trustworthy. They simply heard the report. He's lifting up Jesus Christ. He's preaching Jesus Christ, the Son of God, crucified for our sins, raised from the dead, the Savior of all mankind, who will receive you unto Himself. Do you see what I mean, beloved? I hope you can hear my heart as I've been sharing on these broadcasts. I'm certainly not against the scriptural pattern of governing the local church as the Apostle Paul has set down for us. I'm not against those who have tried to put the church in order, but I'm brokenhearted that now, today, when God is moving so gloriously in so many places around the earth, that there are those who want to fence in God's power and the moving of His Spirit. The body of Christ is in some cases being subjected to stringent rules and arbitrary enforcement of a good pattern by exercising the wrong kind of authority and discrimination against other God-called, God-anointed, God-approved ministries and churches. Oh, my prayer is that we can get our eyes off of man and get our eyes upon Jesus. Beloved, this is really a sore evil in the sight of God. It's an affront to the Lord. When church leaders begin putting up selective walls of do's and don'ts, it's not long before they begin to use their spiritual power and influence and force, if you will, and bring condemnation to keep their members in order and under their full control and discipline. The Apostle Paul, beloved, was called of God, and he refutes any teaching that says the elders called him or sent them out by their own calling and approval. Paul's claim as an apostle is loud and clear, and man didn't do it. Man didn't call him, and man didn't allow him to proceed. They simply obeyed God in recognizing him as one of God's apostles. Paul stated in his epistles, "Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God and not of man." And you know, beloved, we see it. We've been looking at Acts, but it's human nature. We want to control. It's part of our, you know, God gave us that. He's put that in our very nature to have dominion. We were to have dominion over the earth, all the creatures of the earth originally in the garden. But unless that gifting is placed underneath the lordship of the Lord Jesus. Why? Because we are being delivered from the impulses of our carnal nature. Paul talked about that warfare that exists, into really being, we're living in the Spirit. We're learning how to walk in the Spirit and have the mind of Christ and have the fruit of the Spirit. Let me give you other examples just to show. I mean, what I'm talking about is it's been part of human nature. I'm looking now at Numbers, the 11th chapter, and it says in verse 25, "The Lord came down in a cloud, spoke unto him, took of the spirit that was upon him, that is Moses, and gave it unto the 70 elders. And it came to pass that when the spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and did not cease." But listen to this. "There remained two of the men in the camp. The name of the one was Eldad, and the name of the other Medad, and the Spirit rested upon them. And they were of them that were written, but they went not out into the tabernacle, and they prophesied in the camp. And there ran a young man and told Moses and said, Eldad and Medad do prophesy in the camp. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Moses, one of his young men, answered and said, My lord Moses, forbid them. And Moses said unto him, Enviest thou for my sake?" His classic statement, "Would God that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit upon them." Amen. And let me give you an example from the New Testament. This is just so classic human. It really is. Jesus was preaching, and in verse 49 of Luke 9, John answered and said, "Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and we forbade him, because he followeth not with us. And Jesus said unto him, Forbid him not, for he that is not against us is for us." So even among Jesus' chosen disciples, he had to deal with that spirit of man wanting to say what could and could not be done. And beloved, we're in a new day. We're in a day in which God is building his house. Right now, the church is is spiritually blooming in so many places, and we're growing unto full glory in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's little wonder then, when God is calling his people forth, calling people out, that the devil once again would step in with the same procedures and techniques that proved so successful in the past moves of God. But beloved, I'm here to tell you the devil will not succeed. Why? Because the sheep of God know the voice of their eternal shepherd. John 10:27 says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." God has always had some spiritual giants that would dare leap across the flood tide of apostasy and proclaim God's eternal command, "Let my people go. Beloved, we need to be delivered from religious, judgmental spirits. What do? In the church, we judge one another. We say that a ministry is not valid unless it's sent forth by the church. I say to you, it's not valid if it is sent forth only by the church. The church body local, the church presbytery, is only to follow God's will, not enforce what they think is God's will. It's the devil that accuses the brethren. Tyranny will not be tolerated in the body of Christ by the head of the body, that is Christ Jesus. Those days are over, beloved. Only the devil and the spirit of the devil would be so presumptuous to try and say who God can call, who he can send forth into the harvest fields, or who he can minister through or to. Remember, beloved, that religious bunch that followed Jesus around, they were always preaching their rules and regulations. They were praising the letter. They were quoting scripture to only do those things thus. And so they demanded, and they were so upset because Jesus, they wanted him to do everything according to the law, according to custom. They hated him because he did not conform to their requirements and do according to their established customs and acceptable criteria. And Jesus said their father was the devil. Beloved, when brethren begin judging one another, we're in danger of the judgment from God. Well, my time has flown this week, and I have more that I want to share. God is going to have a glorious church, and it's going to be filled with those, that holy remnant, who love him, who desire with all of their hearts and ask God that they might have within them a clean heart and a right spirit renewed. Is that your prayer? Father, we ask that you would grant it to everyone listening who is hungering and thirsting after righteousness. Let your anointing be upon them to destroy and dispel every yoke of bondage, that they can be a part of that city set upon a hill, a light that cannot be quenched, showing forth the light of that light of the world, the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Well, beloved, my heart is so full. There's more I want to share. I invite you to tune in next week at the same time. We're heard every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. Or you may feel free to go to our website and click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. I love you, pray for you every day. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.